field at Lucas Oil Stadium. On-field action at the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine begins on Friday, and we welcome you inside the Jaguars suite at Lucas Oil Stadium for Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. This place will be jumping the next few days with Jaguars executives and coaches watching the action on the field. But the action at Lucas Oil Stadium was downstairs earlier on Wednesday inside the media center, the national media setup. Radio Row is rolling already, and a big day of coaches and general managers at the podium, the first of 2 days of a full schedule of coaches and GMs from around the league. Also a big day of players at the podium with a little bit of a Northeast Florida feel. Offensive line and running backs talking today, including Ole Miss tackle Laramie Tunsil. He's from Lake City, Florida. Could he be the number one overall pick to the Titans? It is possible. Alabama running back Derrick Henry, of course, is from Yulee, Florida. He was at the podium the same time as Tunsil, in fact, and the Heisman Trophy winner is projected by many as the second running back selected this year. Now, Jags running back T.J. Yeldon, of course, was a teammate of Henry's at Alabama, and he still helps him through the process.
Watching how he carried himself over the years, by the way he ran, and anytime I needed advice, he was always there to help me. You know what I'm saying, just go out of his way to make sure I had everything I needed to know so I can be good when I was in the game.
Another notable running back talking today, Florida's Kelvin Taylor. Yes, he's the son of Pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor, and he could be a mid-round type of draft pick after a solid career down in Gainesville. Of course, this is a huge media event. Just keeps getting bigger and bigger each and every year. Over 1,000 credentialed media this time around in 2016. That includes ESPN's John Clayton. He's been covering this event for a long time. Building through the draft like the Jags have done takes patience, but the Jaguars are on the right track.
It takes the 4 years. Jacksonville ownership recognizes that. You recognize it just takes time. And if you work it out the right way, then you have a core group, because then you get the guys to the second contracts, and then you start stringing playoff wins.
A look at the Thursday schedule. Gus Bradley will speak with the media on the podium at 10:30 in the morning. Dave Caldwell, the Jags GM, at 2:30 in the afternoon. Then he'll jump on with us on Jaguars.com Live. That starts at 3 o'clock. And a busy day on Wednesday will be even busier on Thursday. Don't miss anything right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.